Pence Consulting, I assume, is this gentleman right here, who's also associated with the Guild. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. What is Richmore Consulting?
Mr. Martin Cohen.
And what's their association? What they do for you?
Well, whenever these people provided work for the Guild, in the case of Farrell, for example, she worked full-time at the Guild, and only after I had permission from the chairman to do so, and the board, I presented to the board, can I hire my own daughter? And because she had an MBA and because she was quite enthusiastic.
I'm not questioning your daughter's qualifications yet.
Okay, but what I am doing is
you're hired by the Guild. They pay you a salary plus expenses. You contract to consult with Matrix for $335,000, which you own, and you're the only employee that we can find records on. That $335,000, then, Matrix pays expenses to Scoot, to Farrell Jerkminian, who's your daughter, to an address for rent that you have, we think maybe you have some controlling interest in, to a consultant who's also a Guild employee. When you add all those up, they total $151,000 of the $335,000, so there's $183,000 that's unaccounted for. What happened to that money?
General expenses for the corporation.
General expenses, but you're the only employee. What general expenses are there? What did you do with it? It sure looks to me like you got in control of the Guild, you put all your cronies on the board, you did everything you can to keep the Guild members in the dark about the lack of an insurance policy for on-track injuries until it was obvious that you had to say something. You went out and started these front operations to put even more money in your pocket. You know, I don't know if we have any Guild members here. I don't know what it takes to make a change in management under the bylaws, and apparently we've had trouble getting the bylaws. But if I were a dues-paying member of the Jockeys Guild, I'd want new management. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to yield back to you. This is the beginning of the process. And at a minimum, we want to see some catastrophic insurance in place as soon as possible for on-track injuries. And then we want to go from there to start cleaning up this. In my opinion, this is an absolute disgrace to all the men and women who work in the industry, who really try to do the right thing, who try to do an honest day's work, and to provide entertainment and an experience, a positive experience for the racing public of America. With that, I yield back.